Raoul Casal's setting of Ovos Omnes holds a very special place in my heart. In 2001, I was working as accompanist for the Duke University Chorale led by Rodney Weinkoop. We had our regularly scheduled rehearsal on the evening of September 11th. Everyone was in shock from the events of the day, and we didn't know how Rodney was going to handle it. He asked the chorale to take out this piece, and it proved the perfect vehicle to channel our emotion. The chorale sang the piece often that year, but never with as much pain and utter sadness. So, in considering what piece to talk about today, Ovos Omnes came immediately to mind. There have been many settings of this lamentation, from Victoria and Gesualdo to Hinestada and Stroop, but the complex emotion and subtle drama of Casal's setting always stands out for me. From the simplicity of the opening bars, set for tenor and bass, with the opening words sung slowly, then rushing forward in a burst of eighth notes, the dramatic tone is set. Alternating between piteous begging and angry outbursts, sometimes asking for a sliver of our attention, sometimes demanding all of it, the music seems to embody naked grief. The opening phrases are centered around C minor until, in an almost violent burst, the choir switches to E flat major to tell us to pay attention and see. The lower voices answer in a more pleading tone, but again we hear the full forte choir, this time with the sopranos being asked to sing a high B flat. Now that they've got our attention, we get to the point of the story. If there be any sorrow like my sorrow. This section is the most dense harmonically, as if the choir is searching for different ways to express that sorrow. Then, after 14 bars of this searching, we return to the opening statement, "All you who walk by on this road." But this time, we hear the full choir, and singing a C major chord, as if satisfied they've made their point. The piece finishes humbly and simply, with the second basses descending to a low C.